Imagine a world where you don't need to change yourself to find happiness. In a culture obsessed with self-improvement, Rachel Brathen's Yoga Girl offers a refreshing alternative. You're already good enough as you are. This international bestseller has captured the hearts of millions, including celebrities like Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, who have embraced its philosophy of balance and self-acceptance. Since its 2014 publication, the book has been translated into over 20 languages and helped spark the global yoga movement we see today. What makes this book so powerful isn't just its yoga instruction, but its radical message that true happiness comes from accepting yourself completely, flaws and all. As Rachel puts it, the secret to finding success and balance in your life? There isn't one. This perspective has resonated deeply in our achievement-obsessed culture, offering readers permission to embrace both their spiritual and human sides without judgment. Real change and lasting happiness begin with radical self-acceptance, embracing your body, identity, and circumstances exactly as they are. Many of our insecurities stem from the belief that things should be different than they actually are. Society constantly bombards us with messages about improving ourselves, but rarely tells us we're good enough as we are. The path to contentment isn't about perfection, but balance. You can dance all night and practice yoga the next morning. Enjoy a glass of wine, but don't forget your green juice. Savor chocolate when your heart desires it, and kale when your body needs nourishment. Be both bold and peaceful. The key is making your own rules rather than letting others dictate how you should live. When beginning yoga, start exactly where you are. Focus on the sensations in your body and maintain mindfulness throughout your practice. Be patient with yourself and resist the urge to compare your journey with others. With consistent practice, yoga gradually creates strength, flexibility, and space in areas where you once felt stuck. It cultivates a quiet mind and deeper breath, eventually extending these benefits beyond the mat into your daily life. Perhaps most importantly, yoga teaches us to act rather than react. It creates valuable space between situations and our responses, reducing unnecessary drama and transforming potential confrontations into opportunities for understanding. The practice naturally leads to increased bodily awareness and healthier choices without requiring radical lifestyle changes. Simple morning rituals like drinking warm lemon water and flowing through sun salutations can set a peaceful tone for your entire day. As Rachel explains, balance is key. Dance all night and practice yoga the next day, drink wine but don't forget green juice, eat chocolate when your heart wants it and kale when your body needs it. Be both bold and peaceful. Make your own rules and don't let others dictate how you should live. Our past experiences, especially difficult ones, often become the foundation for our most profound growth. Rachel's journey to yoga began with childhood trauma. After her parents divorced when she was 2, her mother remarried a fighter pilot who became a stabilizing presence in Rachel's life. His tragic death in a plane crash when she was just 5 devastated their family. Her mother fell into deep depression, even attempting suicide, while Rachel carried misplaced guilt, believing she had somehow caused his death. The family moved constantly, over 10 different homes by the time Rachel was 12. Both parents remarried and had more children, but when those relationships also ended, Rachel felt responsible for everyone's happiness. Unable to manage this emotional chaos, she rebelled as a teenager. By 13, she was smoking a pack of cigarettes daily despite severe asthma, drinking heavily, and shoplifting. She lied constantly to her parents, ran away from home, and put herself in dangerous situations, including being drugged at bars multiple times. This difficult path eventually led her to yoga at 17, beginning with a transformative class in Thailand that planted the seed for healing. Though she didn't realize it then, these painful experiences would shape her spiritual journey and give her the empathy to connect with others facing their own struggles. The breath forms the core of yoga practice, creating a beautiful connection to your body. When you lose this connection or struggle to breathe, it signals you've gone too deep into a pose. Maintain breath awareness by flowing through your nose with balanced inhales and exhales. Direct your breath to the bottom of your lungs, feeling your lower belly expand with each inhale and contract with each exhale. Making peace with your past through forgiveness becomes the key to happiness. How you react to life's challenges matters more than the challenges themselves. Creating distance between your perception and what's actually happening prevents blind reactions. Remember that life happens for you, not to you, and your happiness remains in your hands regardless of circumstances. As Rachel wisely notes, to love what is ahead, you must love what has come before. At 19, Rachel took a transformative trip to Costa Rica that would reshape her entire life trajectory. What began as a simple vacation evolved into a permanent relocation when she discovered the magnetic charm of Dominick Hall, a laid-back surf town where time seemed to move at a different pace. There, surrounded by nature and a vibrant community of seekers, she immersed herself in meditation practice, devoted herself to yoga, and uncovered the profound joy that comes from living simply and intentionally. Her journey wasn't without challenges. Initially, working in a hostile restaurant environment where tension and negativity were constant companions, Rachel faced daily tests of resilience. Then, in an unexpected twist that demonstrated life's mysterious ways, she found herself working for a prestigious eco-development company. This dramatic shift taught her perhaps the most crucial lesson of her journey: life does not happen to us, it happens for us. Through these contrasting experiences, she discovered that authentic happiness stems from within, independent of external circumstances or material success. The practice of trusting the universe became her cornerstone philosophy. Don't hesitate to take the step forward. Follow your intuition wherever it leads you, Rachel consistently advises her students and readers. Trust that you'll always be okay. Money and material things come when you dare to trust life's path. Focus on what you want, not what you fear. She emphasizes that this trust isn't passive waiting, but active faith combined with intentional action. This philosophy of trust deeply integrates with her approach to yoga practice. Core strength becomes a metaphor for life itself. Just as a strong physical core supports the entire body, emotional and spiritual core strength sustains us through life's challenges. Through consistent practice, strong core muscles support the lower back, spine, and internal organs while simultaneously building inner confidence that radiates into every aspect of daily life. Balance poses, particularly challenging ones like tree pose and half moon, become practical lessons in finding stability amid chaos and uncertainty. Rachel advocates for clear communication with the universe through intentional manifestation practices. She encourages writing detailed intentions, creating vision boards, and maintaining a daily gratitude practice. These aren't just spiritual exercises, but practical tools for clarifying desires and maintaining focus on positive outcomes rather than fears. She approaches world exploration as an ongoing adventure, treating each experience, whether seemingly positive or negative, as a valuable teacher offering wisdom and growth opportunities. The physical practice becomes a laboratory for life lessons. Through progressive core strengthening sequences, from basic leg lifts to advanced boat pose variations and challenging balance exercises, practitioners build not just physical strength, but mental resilience. These practices demonstrate that true stability comes from within, a fundamental truth that extends far beyond the yoga mat into relationships, career decisions, and life's major transitions. Each wobble and tree pose becomes a reminder that perfection isn't the goal. Rather, it's the ability to find your center again and again, no matter what disturbances arise. After years of nomadic living and searching for her place in the world, Rachel's journey led her to the sun-drenched shores of Aruba, where she met her future husband, Dennis. This Caribbean island would become more than just another stop. It provided the stable ground she had unconsciously been seeking her entire life. Without official work documentation, she turned necessity into opportunity by teaching yoga, beginning with humble beach classes where students gathered on simple beach towels beneath the shade of a local grape tree. Her personal practice underwent a profound transformation during this period, evolving from a primarily spiritual pursuit to incorporate deeper physical elements, which proved instrumental in strengthening her core and addressing chronic back issues stemming from scoliosis. From those modest beginnings with just 3 dedicated students, her classes grew organically through word of mouth. The Manchebo Beach Resort and Spa recognized her talent and hired her as their resident yoga instructor, marking her first official position on the island. Following her formal teacher training certification, she experienced remarkable growth. Within just 2 years, she was conducting 24 weekly classes, fostering a vibrant yoga community that transformed the island's wellness landscape. This pivotal chapter in Rachel's life illustrates a fundamental truth about personal growth. Setting down roots and building a stable foundation doesn't restrict freedom. It creates the launching pad from which true adventures can flourish. She discovered the value of patience, particularly in working with her body's limitations and strengths. Rather than requiring a complete roadmap, she learned to trust in taking small, consistent steps toward her dreams, even when the full path wasn't visible. Rachel's philosophy challenges conventional thinking about self-improvement. She advocates against restrictive labels and rigid rules, encouraging people to find their own balance in nutrition and movement. "You're already perfect," she emphasizes, addressing the common misconception that happiness requires physical transformation. True happiness isn't about changing your body, but discovering and embracing what lies beneath. She strongly advocates for shifting focus from aesthetic concerns to celebrating our body's capabilities and strength. This holistic philosophy deeply influences her approach to teaching yoga, particularly in backbends and heart-opening poses. These challenging asanas serve multiple purposes, creating physical space in the body while facilitating emotional release. She emphasizes proper technique, teaching students to distribute the stretch evenly throughout the spine while paying special attention to the thoracic region, the upper back area around the heart. The vinyasa flow sequence, a cornerstone of her teaching, combines breath-synchronized movements that connect poses seamlessly. This approach not only builds physical strength, but maintains therapeutic heat during practice while encouraging emotional openness. "Exercise should come from a place of self-love," Rachel consistently advises her students, "not self-punishment or dissatisfaction." She emphasizes the importance of establishing a positive relationship with your body before embarking on any transformation journey. Physical health and emotional well-being should always take precedence over superficial appearances. Her mantra encourages a dual embrace of both physical form and inner spirit. Love your body for what it can do and nurture your soul for who you are. Yoga, life, isn't static. It changes with the seasons and circumstances of our lives. Rachel practices daily, but her routine evolves based on her needs. During periods of intense teaching and travel, she found herself depleted, without time for her own practice. She'd squeeze in dynamic sequences when possible, but the combination of photo shoots requiring difficult poses without proper warm-up and constant travel stress caused her back pain to return. The wake-up call came in San Francisco, where she awoke with a severe neck injury right before teaching a handstand workshop. This forced her to confront an uncomfortable truth. She'd been saying yes to everyone who asked her to teach internationally at the expense of her health. Following her own rule, to love others, you must first love yourself, she sought treatment and changed her approach. Rachel transformed her practice from dynamic to restorative, committed to weekly bodywork, and focused on poses that healed her body. "My yoga homework will always be healing my back," she acknowledges, which requires keeping life stress-free. We all need to discover our own yoga homework, whether it's back pain, tight hamstrings, or old injuries, and adapt our practice accordingly. Restorative yoga complements more vigorous practices by creating time and space to be present, release tension, and heal from within. These poses are designed to be comfortable positions you can maintain for extended periods. Simple positions like legs up the wall, supported heart openers, and gentle hip releases allow the body to fully relax and heal. Our yoga practice ebbs and flows like the tide. Surrendering to what is and moving with life instead of against it becomes the key to happy living. This adaptability extends beyond the mat. Learning when to push forward and when to rest is essential wisdom for navigating life's challenges. As Rachel wisely observes, sometimes the best way to grow what you're doing and to stay aligned with your intentions is to say no. Throughout her journey, Rachel has learned many valuable lessons about balance and self-care. She now knows she can't teach 24 classes weekly and maintain her sanity. She's learned to care for her body, adapt her practice to life's flow, and recognize that sometimes the best way to grow is by saying no to opportunities that don't serve her highest good. "I've learned that miracles happen every day. You just have to keep your eyes open," she shares. "I've learned how to embrace my past and how to take those lessons and turn them into wisdom. But most of all, I've learned that to live a life that makes your heart sing, you need to let go of fear." This philosophy extends to her approach to advanced yoga poses like inversions and handstands. While these poses have become increasingly popular and help build strength and balance, Rachel emphasizes they aren't the ultimate purpose of yoga. The true goal is cultivating peace, focus, and calm. Advanced poses can support this journey, but it's important not to become frustrated when they don't happen immediately. Learning to handstand was transformative for Rachel, building core strength that supported her troublesome lower back while giving her confidence and a feeling of "I can." The key to finding balance upside down lies in trusting your own ability, finding your center, and choosing love over fear. Whether attempting a challenging pose like crow pose or forearm stand, or facing a difficult life decision, the principle remains the same. We must let go of fear and move the way love wants us to move. This means trusting our bodies, our intuition, and the process of growth itself. We need to let go of fear, all of us as a whole, and move the way love wants us to move, Rachel urges. This perspective transforms not just our yoga practice, but our entire approach to living. In our hyper-connected, distraction-filled world, creating moments of silence has become not just beneficial, but revolutionary. Rachel emphasizes the fundamental truth that the only thing that matters is how much you love, and that love operates as a boomerang. We must give it freely to receive it abundantly. She delves into how we actively create our reality through our thoughts, energy, and attention, encouraging readers to focus deliberately on manifesting positivity rather than becoming entrapped in cycles of lack and limitation. Our power to shape our lives stems from conscious focus and clear intention. Rachel illustrates this through the metaphor of a garden. Just as we choose which seeds to plant and nurture, we select which thoughts and energies to cultivate in our minds. Even in our darkest moments, when life feels overwhelming, we remain fundamentally okay at our core. By embracing life's natural oscillation between light and shadow, we develop a deeper appreciation for both the peaks and valleys of our journey. Simple daily rituals, like mindfully preparing and savoring a cup of herbal tea or hot chocolate, can transform into powerful anchors of presence, grounding us in the now rather than letting our minds race toward past or future. This philosophy naturally extends to meditation, which Rachel introduces as one of yoga's essential eight limbs. She reveals how the physical practice of asana was traditionally designed not as an end in itself, but as preparation for meditation, creating a body strong and comfortable enough to sit in stillness. While asana keeps us present through conscious movement, meditation challenges us to discover presence in complete stillness, often a more demanding practice for modern minds. Beginning a meditation practice can feel particularly daunting in our noise-saturated lives. But Rachel reminds us that yoga's ultimate goal isn't achieving perfect poses or impressive handstands, but finding serenity and peace within ourselves. She offers an accessible entry point through a simple 5-minute meditation practice, emphasizing that consistency trumps duration. Starting with just 5 minutes daily, then gradually expanding to 20 minutes as comfort grows, allows practitioners to build a sustainable practice without feeling overwhelmed. Meditation creates vital space between ourselves and our circumstances, fostering a calm clarity that can change your life beyond the realm of the body. This inner spaciousness becomes particularly valuable during challenging moments, allowing us to respond thoughtfully from wisdom rather than react habitually from conditioning. Rachel shares specific examples of how this might manifest, from remaining centered during a difficult conversation to maintaining perspective during life transitions. The moments of silence we intentionally cultivate, whether through formal meditation, restorative yoga practices, or simply pausing to take 3 conscious breaths, become the foundation for a more aware and intentional way of living. In these quiet spaces, we reconnect with our deeper wisdom and remember our true nature beyond the constant noise and distraction of modern life. Through consistent practice, these moments of silence evolve from isolated instances into a sustained undercurrent of peace that flows beneath our daily activities. The ultimate purpose of yoga isn't perfecting poses, but transforming how we live. Rachel's journey from troubled teenager to internationally recognized teacher demonstrates how yoga's principles can heal and transform our lives when applied consistently. Her personal transformation began with simple physical practices, but gradually deepened into profound life changes, affecting everything from her relationships to her career choices and daily habits. The physical practice serves as a gateway to deeper wisdom that extends far beyond the mat, teaching valuable lessons about patience, persistence, and self-acceptance. Rachel's book concludes with heartfelt acknowledgments to those who supported her through high highs and low lows during its creation, her team, publishers, family, and especially her husband, Dennis, who created space for her to write undisturbed across multiple countries and during their honeymoon. These expressions of gratitude demonstrate yoga in action, recognizing our interconnectedness and honoring those who support our journey. She emphasizes how the support system around us plays a crucial role in our growth and transformation, reflecting yoga's teaching that we are all connected in an intricate web of relationships. Originally from Sweden, Rachel discovered yoga as a teenager struggling with anxiety and depression, but truly embraced it into her daily life after a transformative trip to Costa Rica. This journey included learning from various teachers, exploring different styles of yoga, and eventually finding her authentic voice as an instructor. Known for her free-spirited teaching style, she has built an online community of over 1 million followers by sharing personal insights, advice, and daily inspiration. Her journey from humble beach classes to international recognition illustrates the transformative power of authentic practice shared with an open heart, showing how staying true to oneself can create meaningful connections and positive change in the world. The comprehensive index of yoga sequences and recipes in the book serves as a practical guide for readers to incorporate these practices into their own lives. From fundamental poses like downward facing dog and sun salutations to challenging inversions and nourishing recipes, Rachel provides tools for a holistic approach to well-being. Each sequence is carefully designed to address different needs, from morning energizing practices to evening wind-down routines, stress relief sequences, and strength-building flows. The recipes focus on whole, plant-based ingredients that support both physical practice and overall health. The true essence of yoga lies not in perfect execution of poses, but in how we carry its teachings into our relationships, work, and daily choices. This includes practicing mindfulness during challenging conversations, finding presence in mundane tasks, and choosing compassion in difficult situations. By embracing both our light and shadow sides, finding balance between effort and surrender, and choosing love over fear, we embody yoga's deepest wisdom. Rachel emphasizes that transformation happens gradually through consistent small actions rather than dramatic changes. As her journey demonstrates, the path isn't about reaching a destination of perfection, but about showing up authentically each day, embracing our humanity while reaching for our highest potential. This might mean starting with 5 minutes of morning meditation, practicing gratitude during daily activities, or simply remembering to breathe consciously during stressful moments.